Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Dan Brawley is my guest. You know him from Kookalorus. You may also know him as an artist about town, though I don't know if he has much time to do his artwork these days. But he's here to talk about a special fundraising event for Kookalorus, an evening on the red carpet coming up Sunday night, all focused on everybody sitting around and watching the Oscars together, but in fancy clothes with fancy food and stuff like that.
Yeah, we get all dressed up and we take lots of pictures.
Ooh, I like that.
It's
now,
fun.
Before we get into anything, I do want you to tell people who don't know, maybe who just arrived in Wilmington, what Kookalorus is, and give us some of the strange pronunciations people call you up on the phone and say, is this
you can always tell someone's calling up to try to sell us something when they can't quite pronounce it. And for a while we were listed as a church in the Yellow Pages.
Oh really?
So we get some interesting calls from that as well.
Of Kookalorus.
Yeah. So it's, there's a spiritual side to Kookalorus, but
of course.
The word itself is a piece of film equipment that's used to create a shadow on a set. Most people on a set would call it a cookie.
Aha.
But Kookalorus, legend has it that Bo Webb whipped that out of his arsenal, and that's why the festival has such a unique name.
It's a great name. It does, yeah. Isn't the Kookalorus effect sort of dappled leaves on the ground, sunlight and leaves?
Yeah, it's kind of a dappled lighting effect when the lighting's a little too boring, you need to mix it up a little bit.
Okay. Now, we've gotten past that. Always got to explain what Kookalorus is. Now, I was looking at the information about the fundraiser coming up Sunday night, and I noticed that you're listed now as the Kookalorus Film Foundation. Is that a new wrinkle? Foundation, or has it been that way?
It's really just in the past couple of years that I think we've emerged as a multidisciplinary arts organization, not just a film festival. Now, the foundation itself was launched in 1998.
Really?
Way back. I think got our official designation around 2001, some of my early years with Kookalorus.
Okay.
But we've just started to really, I think, establish the programming that makes us a foundation.
Okay.
So we have a residency program that's brand new. We have filmmakers coming from all over the world who spend 3 or 4 months in Wilmington. And we have a summer camp for teenagers. And we do screenings all year long at Jingo's Playhouse. Next week we have a screening that's sponsored by Common Cause of the Bill Moyers documentary about North Carolina politics, which is fascinating.
Oh, I bet.
So we're busy all year long, and so we really are embracing that word foundation to sort of represent that evolution.
I always think of it as a Kookalorus Film Festival, and that of course is the central event, but there's a lot more going on. Let's talk about the fundraiser coming up Sunday evening. It's called An Evening on the Red Carpet. Give us a taste of what that's going to be like, Dan.
Well, for me, the highlight of it is always the red carpet. It's we have fun with that whole setup. We have about 6 or 7 photographers who are, snapping pics, and everybody gets dressed up. Last year, my centerpiece was a bacon scarf.
A bacon scarf. This is what you call creative red tie. So it was kind of red.
It was red. Yeah, creative red tie. Not black tie, creative red tie. No. it's like the film industry. Somebody's going to show up in blue jeans. It doesn't matter what you say. And so we embrace... just we want people to have fun. It's really a chance to have fun. So, if getting super dressed up is not your idea of fun and you'd rather put on an umbrella with a hole in the top and stick your head through it, bring it on. I mean, that sounds like a good picture, right?
It does.
We really just want people to have fun. And that's what Kookalorus is. I mean, my job is the best job in the world. I get to plan 5 days of fun every year for thousands of people. This is kind of the beginning of our year. We're trying to raise a little bit of money. It's kind of like the startup money for this fall's festival. It'll help us hire our staff, our first staff of the year. It'll help us spread the word that the 20th anniversary is on the horizon in November.
All right. So you've got the red carpet with photographers swarming around being paparazzi. Have you got people interviewing all the folks in their creative black tie?
We do. There's somebody with a camera on the red carpet, and early in the evening, those interviews are on the big screen,
That's funny.
I think the first couple of years, people didn't realize that. And they're talking, and they walk inside, and they're like, oh, wait a minute. I was just 80 feet tall. Like, oh, no. But it's a lot of fun. And then we sit around and watch the telecast. So I kind of joke like I'm inviting my friends to come over and watch TV. But we have great food. We have cocktails that have been recipes that are named after the Best Picture nominees.
Oh, I wondered. I wondered what Creative Craft cocktails were.
So there's like a 12 Years a Slave. I think it has three dashes of bitterness in it.
Oh, no.
There's Gravity has some clever, ingredients. Ian from Mana, Jason Sargis from Nine, and Joel Fentzel kind of come together and make new recipes every year. And they're fun. We have some great North Carolina distilleries that support Cucaloris, Piedmont, which makes Midnight Moon Moonshine.
Oh, my. Will you have that there?
There'll be lots of that. And also Trey Herring, who's from Goldsboro, who's just about to open his distillery in Goldsboro.
Oh, I've been hearing about that.
His bourbon is awfully smooth. So they're there. It's that's part of the mix. I don't know what craft cocktail means. I always think that means that they made it with a hammer and a nail or something.
That might show up too.
You never know. Yes.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Danny Brawley. He's the director of Cucaloris, and he's talking about an evening on the red carpet. It is this Sunday from 7:30 to midnight at EUE Screen Gem Studio. It's billed as an elegant evening of entertainment, not just watching TV with Dan Brawley. A live broadcast of the Oscars, local cuisine, innovative cocktails, movie popcorn, of course, and an Oscar pool. Now, that doesn't mean something you dive into.
I only wish it was, because they do have a big pool at Screen Gems. No, that's the,
big pool.
A big pool, one of the big ones. Yeah. I don't think you could turn into a hot tub. There's not enough.
It's really built to sink a ship in, not to have people swim in, I think. Yeah.
No, the Oscar pool is, people testing their prediction skills. Ben Stillman is always the man to beat.
He is something, isn't he?
He knows his stuff. And a professor from UNCW seems to sneak in there every other year. This is the fifth year that we've had the party, and it's a great fit. It's for Wilmington and for Cucaloris, it's the big celebration of the film industry. And we get most excited about the documentary category and the short film categories, because we actually know some of those people. 2 years ago, Luke Matheny was at Cucaloris in November, hanging out, just being a regular whatever, filmmaker. And 2.5 months later, he's up there on the stage, gave the best speech I've ever heard, best acceptance speech I've ever heard. He thanked his mom. He made a joke about that he needed a haircut,
I hope he thanked Cucaloris.
He might not have, but he's still a friend,
That's great.
It
is a thrill.
It is a thrill to see, so there is a connection. It's not just the big stars.
Yeah, yeah.
The Academy manages to recognize everybody in the art form, which I think is really special. So we have a couple of films that played at Cucaloris that are nominated this year. The Act of Killing, I really would like to see The Act of Killing win Best Documentary.
What is that one about?
It's a fascinating film about these war generals. They're not really generals. They're kind of, tribal leaders who committed genocide back in the 70s, I think. Mm. And the film is fascinating. They convince these guys, they're considered heroes, and they convince these guys to reenact the events that took place. And it's one of the most bizarre. You just can't quite believe what you're seeing. One of the most important films I've seen in probably the past 10 years in terms of just understanding the human condition and also just the possibilities that film offers up, and how complex the documentary form has become. Documentary film has changed so much in the past 10 years that what you can do today is just worlds away from what people were doing 10 years ago. Mm. And that's going to continue to change.
Say the name of that film again so we can keep our eyes on it Oscar night.
Yeah, The Act of Killing.
The Act of Killing. I have heard about that, yes, that they're willing to reenact this. And I would think that as they're doing it, they must be wondering, what am I doing?
Few of them come to that realization. But there's also one of the guys is cross-dressing. They're doing these dance numbers. They're coming out of this huge metal fish. It's one of the most surreal. And really, there are moments that are funny, even though it's one of the most sort of horrifying things mm-hmm. that I've ever seen mm-hmm. without being, gruesome. And it's right. horrifying in a whole different way.
Wow. But Danny, one other thing that's happening on your evening on the red carpet I do want folks to know about is that there's a silent auction as well. And if we just have about a minute and a half left, if you could mention a couple of cool things that are coming up on the silent auction to get people to want to show up.
We call it a curated silent auction. There's a couple of beach houses. There's one at Ballhead Island that you can snatch up for a week for a super good price. House at Wrightsville Beach. There's a helicopter ride.
Ooh.
So there's some fun stuff. It's one of the other things that's going on that night. So please join us. It's a great way to support the film community. It's a great chance to party on the lot at Screen Gems. Who gets to do that, right?
Really? I mean, so often you drive up and you don't have the right name when you pull up to the guardhouse and he goes, nope.
Right.
Drive away.
We're going to try to sneak into the Sleepy Hollow set. See if we can,
that'd be so cool.
Tell ghost stories.
All right. It sounds good. It is an evening on the red carpet to benefit Kukaloras. You can go to kukaloras.org. It's CUCALORUS. The tickets are available there. Tickets are $100 or $180 for a couple. And there's a special deal for alumni film directors. Friends of Kukaloras, $60.
$60. So if you ever had a film in Kukaloras or worked on a film in Kukaloras, reach out to our office and we have a little discount code. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dan, for coming in. And we'll have you in when we get closer to Kukaloras Film Festival in November.
Thanks, Jamila. It's always fun.
Good. This is WHQR.